This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I am shocked to see two LSU fans among us here at Twin Peaks.
You know what?
I am shocked.
Let's give it to those guys. A lot of LSU fans probably checked out when they lost to A&M. Let's give it up for these guys. Bye, you Bengals. I will say this, though.
Look at this guy. This guy just literally gave me the fingers like, yeah, I'm drinking a beer, whatever.
Yeah, but I mean, time
out. We got three losses. I'm giving you the finger.
Yeah, time out. Important question. Where are your hot wives? Are they at Lennox? Are they shopping? I mean, two guys come at Stag? I mean, we come here to see hot LSU Cougar wives in the stands, Carl. I don't know about these guys came Stag to this party.
This guy just said, they left him at home.
Guys trip. Hey, I hear you, brother.
Good to see you guys, man. And I'm glad you guys are repping
LSU. Welcome to Atlanta.
That's what it's about, right?
Good, go Noles.
Good, bad, ugly. You got to rep your squad. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. I got to say this before we talk about the Dogs, and we will. We're going to let you hear what Brian Kelly had to say. And also our buddy Brad Nessler, voice of the SEC, who stopped by yesterday. If Stetson Bennett is able to win another national championship, he is a guy that is in elite company with Alabama's A.J. McCarron and Nebraska's Tommy Frazier.
Wow.
As the most recent quarterbacks to capture back-to-back titles. I just want you to think about that for a second. For all the crap that Stetson Bennett has got, if they find a way to win another one, Mike, he's in this elite category of quarterbacks in college football history that have won back-to-back. So A.J. McCarron did it, 11 and 12. Tommy Frazier, you got to go back to the mid-90s, 94, 95, and then you'd be talking about Stetson Bennett. That is impressive if they're able to find a way to do it. And by the way, he then goes down as one of the best quarterbacks ever at Georgia.
Right.
So there's so much to this whole Stetson Bennett story, but that's just a sidebar. If they play for another chip and win it, he's going to be one of three quarterbacks that have done that over the last 50 years.
No, man, and again, I don't care what his NFL career is going to be. It may be like Jake Fromm. It might actually turn into something. Who knows? But first things first, his legacy in Georgia, to your point, is secured. Question now is, Kirby's looking for his second SEC championship. He's 1-3 in these games.
Yeah.
He's lost twice to Alabama, LSU, and the Joe Burrow squad a couple years ago. So LSU, as we know, some of the air is out of the balloon. The quarterback is a bit banged up. And we'll talk more about that in a second with Brad. But it just seems to me, Carl, everything is setting up. And even though Georgia does drive their fans crazy with sluggish starts, they seem to get up for the big ones, and this is still a big one.
Let's talk Dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the Dogs. The Dog Report is brought to you by Engineered Solutions of Georgia, a proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Mike, you asked Ness this yesterday. Brad Nessler, voice of the SEC, about playing down to their competition. This was his response to your question.
Yeah, that's kind of what I think they're doing right now. You know, I think the friends of mine that are fans, I mean, big-time fans, they cry about games. They do all of that. They're still not happy with the national championship last year because they lost a game. You know, those guys, you know, the offense is not good enough. The defense is not as good as last year, and you hear it over and over and over. I'm like, hey, guys, they're 12-0. You know, they've lost one regular season game in 2 years. What do you really want? I do think they played down its competition, though, Mike, the last couple of games, and I think that will go away on Saturday. And from Saturday on, I think we see the best edition and the best version of Georgia that we're going to see.
Now, Michigan found out yesterday that Blake Corum, one of the best running backs in the country, is done for the season. The only reason I bring that up is, you know, if there in fact is a rematch between Georgia and Michigan, that changes their running game. Now, they ran on Ohio State, and they've got quality backups as well, Mike, but Blake Corum was killing it. People were saying he might win the Heisman.
Right.
Now he's done. You talk about playing down to your competition. Every game from here on out it's a huge event. You cannot think for 1 second that LSU, we're busting balls with these guys at the bar, that they're not going to show up tomorrow. And again, Mike, you don't want to find yourself in the fourth quarter in a game.
No, because then again, you're talking about athletes. LSU's got athletes. They had to go to the transfer portal. Again, guys, it's an amazing job. We make fun of Brian Kelly. Yes, he's got an ego as big as the Great Outdoors, but he's done a heck of a job from where they were in that first game against Florida State to the middle part of the season to where they are now. And, yes, they wish they probably had not taken – and some of the kids admitted it. There was an article in the Baton Rouge. Actually, T-Bob was talking about it on his podcast that maybe they took Texas A&M for granted because they felt this team had maybe quit, which I think a lot of us thought they had.
Yeah.
But A&M – and give Jimbo some credit. Believe me, he deserves all the heat he's gotten this season, but they didn't rally for that game. But in this case, Jaden Daniels was in a walking boot earlier in the week. We understand he's not going to be close to 100%. Georgia, according to Kirby, they're expecting Jaden Daniels to start for LSU, and you're not going to be able to do the things they want to do in that Brian Kelly offense. He is he's better than Anthony Richardson, but he's also inconsistent at times. And I think Georgia's faced some of these mobile quarterbacks. You were up at the Kentucky game. Will Nevis moves around a little bit too. So I think Georgia's got no problem with the mobile quarterback. Hooker, they obviously beat up pretty well at Sanford Stadium.
Here with my family.
Thank you so much, Brian Kelly. And you're going to hear what he has to say about if they were to win the championship this weekend, what it would mean for LSU. Brad Nessler told us, Mike, he thinks UGA can stuff LSU's run game. This was on the show yesterday. Full interview online at Odyssey.com. Here's Ness.
Yeah, I think so, Mike. You know, Georgia's defense, everybody looked at last year, and they should, because they had five number one picks, you know, to go. I think this defense, personally, I think this defense is better, and I'm not sure why. I just think their cohesiveness, their communication, they only got one first-round draft pick, I think, and that's Jalen Carter. So it's not going to be that same kind of deal when the draft rolls around. But these guys, I don't know if it's because they played behind the guys that were so damn good, and now they want to be those guys, but there's something about this group, the way they play together, that I've been really impressed with. And they don't give up much, and they haven't given up more than 22 points to anybody. And LSU's, you know, scoring 32 a game. If they can score 32 a game, they'll scare the heck out of Georgia. But I don't know if they can get to that point or not.
I agree with Brad Nessler on that. Now, Turtle, let's play Brian Kelly talking about what an SEC title would mean. We're talking about Lincoln Riley in his first year, Mike.
Right.
Give Brian Kelly credit. You mean they went in on the West, you know, they handled business, they beat Alabama. That was a home game, but a lot of people didn't think they'd be able to do it. The loss last week took some of the luster. It took some of the limelight off of the shine that they had. But Brian Kelly says if we were to win it, and we win it, what would it mean?
Yeah, I think it would be obviously something that we would all feel great about in our first year here at LSU. But I think, you know, overall, it's hard to win SEC championships. It's so hard. I mean, there's so many good teams. We've just talked about how you have to play week to week in the regular season. But to get there and then win it all, it's that's why somebody asked me yesterday about do you think that if they expand the playoffs that an SEC championship would be devalued? And I said, absolutely not. You don't know what you have to go through to actually get here. And that's why I think it would never be devalued, and it would be such a huge thing for this football program.
By the way, with the new system, they're not getting rid of these championship games. They generate too much money.
Right.
So you're still going to have Pac-12, Big 12, Big 10 championship
even
games.
Even if the divisions are no longer there.
Absolutely. You're adding Texas and Oklahoma, Mike. More competition, great, but you're still going to have a championship game here in Atlanta, and then you'll do the playoff thing. So I'm with Brian Kelly on that. I don't think it devalues these games at all.
And again, great job from him this season. I was down the Superdome for that game against Florida State. Had he gone for two in that game,
he might
actually have a little more wiggle room.
Yeah.
Cameron Rising is the Utah quarterback. Kind of looks like Joe Dirt a little bit, going up against Caleb Williams. You're giving Utah a puncher's chance with that defense tonight in the Pac-12 championship.
I'm glad you asked this, Mike. Turtle, go ahead and mark me down. USC covers tonight 2.5, and they advance to the college football playoff. It's part of my pick segment next segment, Mike. I'm taking USC.
Well, I guess I can save you some time also, since I'm going to take the over in the Pac-12 championship. I think it's going to be about 45-42.
Very nice.
68 is the over-under right now. You can take me on the over there, my brother.
I love it. And we will give you our official pick segment coming up. We're talking dogs. Let's hear Brad Nessler's thoughts on expanded playoffs. Since we're talking about it, we asked him what he thought about it, and this was pretty funny yesterday.
Well, the first thing, Kyle, that I would think about is I go back. Oh, I don't even want to go back that far. But when it was BCS and all of that, and it still created havoc with the Rose Bowl, you know, God bless the granddaddy of them all, and may Keith Jackson rest in peace. But I would have told the Rose Bowl to pound sand a long time ago on this deal.
Right on.
And so I think they knew that they're either coming around or they're going to be lost in the shuffle. Now, if they can accommodate them, you know, however they want it done, but I think it's just you're part of the package, you're not part of the package. And, you know, so I don't know if I have anything else to say because I'm probably not going to be part of the package, you know, on the 12-team playoff. So, you know, I can say whatever I want now. But, you know, I think it's good. I think it's great. You know, get six conference champs in there and six at large and whatever you'll get. I still think no matter what happens with 12 teams, there's going to be about half that many that can really win it all.
Yeah, for those not catching Brad's reference, CBS is not a part of that big TV package, at least not yet. It's ESPN, Fox. There's a big, gigantic bunch of money that got spent on that. But as we stand right now, one more year of the SEC on CBS, Carl, and that's it.
Yeah, I wonder what that coverage is going to look like. Pat hits me up. He says, someone on the radio, come on, get the station right. Spell the names right. Said UGA has only lost one game in the last two regular seasons. Just want to correct, put them up, see Dukes. UGA's lost zero. Put them up, see Dukes didn't say that. Wrong show, Playboy.
No, I said they're 1-3 in SEC championships under Kirby, and that's factual.
That is
championship games. They've lost to Bama twice and LSU once.
I didn't say that. We know Georgia has not lost an SEC game over the last two seasons. But, Pat, we appreciate you listening.
But, again, if happy hour started early and the words come out of my mouth into the radio speaker and the antenna, and then you hear, that's not what we said, brother, but okay.
Hey, man, coming up, we got a lot more. Steve Coonan's on the way. But what teams will win and who's picking them correctly?
Can we all just jump on Michigan right now?
We do it each and every week. We pick games, three games, two college, two NFL, three NFL. We pick against the spread, over, under. It doesn't matter. And right now, look who's atop the leaderboard. Look who's making an amazing comeback this season. None other than moi.
Well, give me the standings on this. I want to know these numbers. I want to hear these numbers.
I am 21-14-1. And Bo says, clearly using a service. That is not true.
No, you were horrible. Or actually, but again, 20% of your wins were not generated by you. They were generated by John Chuckery and Rob Triple.
All my picks.
All right.
Mike Bell is 20-15-1. Second after leading us.
Thanks to your stupid Cowboys not making that field goal against the Giants. By the way, the most watched NFL game of the year so far.
Chris is 18-17-1. The defending champ, but not for long. And then there's Bo Morgan, Squid Billy, sitting in last place at 15-19-2.
Don't matter. I'm going to win a bottle of bourbon off Turtle, so it don't matter.
Okay. So let's get this thing started. All season long, Chris, we've allowed you to go. This lady is looking at us like we're crazy. This is a live radio show, man. Chris, give me your picks. I want to know what you're thinking this week. We got championship weekend. We got some great NFL matchups. Give us what you think.
All right, and by the way, guys, sometimes you just wish you could let the audience hear what happens when the mics aren't on, guys. Sometimes you really do.
I burped in the mic. It was a great belch. It was like a really good old school, like college, kind of like frat house kind of like.
That was not
like
a burp.
Army training, sir. It was really epic.
It sounded like you're barking. And by the way, it was out of nowhere. It was like silence, and all of a sudden, it woke everyone up.
But isn't that what that's supposed to be, right? You dropped that in there.
Yes, it is.
That wasn't somebody stepped on a
drop.
That wasn't somebody stepping on a duck. That was somebody stepping on a polar bear. That was not.
It was kind of
just. It came from the heart.
Yeah, that's well, that's one area.
You know, the Greeks call it thrasos, Carl, guts.
Chris, what do you got? Give us your picks.
All right, well, I am going to stick with the Mike Bell theme here for this segment. I am on the USC-Utah over, baby. We're in for a treat tonight. Over 67, this is going to be a shootout.
And no, we said 68 earlier. It's actually 67. 67.
Okay,
yeah,
okay,
67.
Okay.
And then in the NFL, guys, hot take time. This is a must-win game for the Atlanta Falcons. They are plus one. We know the deal. And if they don't win this game, I'm not sure playoffs are realistic anymore.
So I agree.
The Falcons to cover, plus one. And then Kansas City, only minus two at Cincinnati. I know Cincinnati's been better of late, but Kansas City's the best team in football, guys. And they're only minus two at Cincinnati. So I'm taking them all day long. So USC Utah over 67, Atlanta plus one, KC minus two.
I don't want to be that guy, but allow me to be that guy, Mr. I use a service defending champion. It is even on BetQL, so we have controversy with the Falcons-Steelers line.
Okay, so Chris, do you still want Falcons? Pick 'em? It's a pick 'em game.
Dirty birds, baby.
All right.
Okay.
He's a man of conviction.
Attaboy.
Okay. Staying with Atlanta.
All right. So one more time. I'm sorry because Bo was so adamant about making sure we knew that was a pick 'em game. Give me your three picks.
Bo being adamant, being loud and disrupting things about making sure he's right?
No.
What are we talking about here? Yeah, Atlanta, pick 'em. KC minus two at Cincy and USC Utah over 67.
Bo Morgan, you are up next since you are currently sitting in last place. I can't wait to hear what you've got this week.
Well, Carl, I'm going to go with my first game will be a college game, and I'm going with our home team. I am not a fan of either team, but I am taking Georgia in the 17.5.
17.5?
LSU is garbage. Jaden Daniels will be lucky if he makes it through the first quarter of this game.
You got some nice people from Louisiana that came here only to have drop this on them.
I want my family to know that LSU is garbage, and they won't even come close. Kirby Smart remembers.
Look at the guy at the bar. He's like, yeah whatever. Here's another finger for you.
You keep shaking your head because Stetson Bennett's going to drop dimes on that garbage LSU defense.
Yeah, Alabama said the same thing.
Yeah, well, you ain't playing in Death Valley this weekend, and I'm not even a Georgia fan.
You better get home. Coach O's with your girl right now.
Yeah, well, about to be 5-2.
All right, so
Joe Burrow ain't walking through that door.
Why don't you go step out there with Bruce Arians' cousin and go smoke each other in the bathroom over here? What's going on?
So my family knows I'm picking Georgia to cover. All right, to the NFL.
Is it 17 or 17.5?
17.5 is what I got it.
17 and a hook. They got to win. Probably beat it by about 24.
Yeah, I think. Let me tell you something. If Kirby gets up, he's going to remember what happened a few years ago.
Yeah.
The Bayou Bengals will pay for what Kirby had to put up with when Jake Fromm was the quarterback.
Yeah, but the coach's not there. It's Brian Kelly.
It doesn't matter. They went purple
and
gold.
That was Coach O making a statement with Joe Burrow.
Hey, he's still a Bayou Bengal through and through. Okay. All right, moving on. The Chiefs giving up two to Carl's Joe Burrow.
He's amazing.
Give me Travis Kelce and a three touchdowns. I'm taking the Chiefs to cover the 2 points.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm
with you on that one.
I'm going back to the swaps, as John Freaky would say. I take the Saints to cover the 3.5.
Oh.
Tom Brady doesn't. Against them, Dennis Allen is garbage, but so is Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay maybe wins, but the Saints cover.
Fair enough, and he's right about that. It's Dukes and Bell. It's our pick segment, guys. Mike Bell, what do you got? We're picking three games for the weekend.
Make it quick. I'm with Squid Billy. I got the Chiefs. It's minus two, and I just think, you know, Burrow. Those
two and
guys,
a half?
No, it's a two. Vegas, in, sorry. BetQL has it at minus two, our corporate sponsor. It's a 200. But I do just checked another source to make sure, Carl.
Fair enough.
Why you didn't ask him it was two. Now you're asking me, breaking my balls, it's 2 points?
Because I'm completely on the other side of all of you guys. All right, but you finish.
All right, you Riverside with Burrow. I thought you were anti-Burrow. Wait a minute.
I was saying Burrow, you got to put him in the top five. We all agreed on that.
All right, I lost track. Anyway, I got Kansas City minus two. I got Michigan minus 17, minus 35, minus 56.
What?
Purdue. Get the out of here with Purdue.
56, that's a big number.
Michigan minus 17 in the most uncompelling of the championship games this weekend. And I'm with Chris. I've got the over in the Pac-12. I've made a lot of money this year, Carl, betting the over in games USC's involved because they score a lot of points and they don't play a lot of defense. Utah, maybe they get a turnover too, but I still think it's going to go over. So the over under in the Pac-12 championship, 67 tonight, I say goes over. Michigan minus 17 and the Chiefs minus 2.
Give me USC to cover tonight in the Pac-12 championship. They will punch their ticket into the college football playoff. It is three, right? It is a three-point game, I believe. All right, so give me USC to cover. I'm going to take the Giants, guys, in the NFL. Commanders coming off their win against us. They're taking on the Giants. Everybody's kind of been sleeping on the Giants, and this is a plus two for the Giants. They're going to cover that, and I think they end up winning the game after last week with the way the Commanders found a way to beat us. I'm taking the Giants to cover the plus two, and I'm on the other side of that Cincinnati Chiefs game. Oh. You guys can all love the Chiefs. But I'm telling you, there's something about that Joe Burrow, and he gets a couple of guys back this week. They will cover the two. It was 2.5, which tells me.
I mean, how are they going to cover the two?
More people.
It's a field goal game.
More people. Well, they'll cover it. More people are on Cincinnati because that number moved. It was 2.5.
We should be worried because Carl's using a service this year.
Oh, jeez.
By the way, Carl.
The service is right here.
Time out. A developing story. USC is minus 2.5. Well, you just got a half a point, my friend.
How about that?
How's that for looking out for my brother?
How about that? Because
am I my brother's keeper?
Yes,
I am.
Yes, and that's because they're going to cover, all right?
That's 2.5. USC is down to 2.5. So I guess Mormons are betting on this game? Crazy things are happening out there. Who knew?
Let's see what happens. Monday we'll tell you the results. Coming back, Dave Archer, analyst for our Atlanta Falcons, will join us next. We're live at Twin Peaks and Buckhead.
That's at 5. We're going to talk to Steve Coonan next.
Oh, well, thank you. See, I forgot.
Am I my brother's keeper?
Yes, I am.
Oh, boy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Mike, look who it is. It's Steve Coonan, Hawk CEO, on the radio with us.
Hey, everybody's favorite CEO. The kids call him Puppy K. All right, Steve-O. Every time now, it seems we talk to you at least once a month, there's a John Collins trade rumor out there. Your chance to address the latest thoughts about John Collins on the trading block.
Well, the only news I know about John Collins is he's out 2 weeks. So... We've talked about this ad nauseum, as the Latins would say. You know, John is a very coveted player. There's all kinds of stuff out there, but again, don't see a lot of trades in November, December. So, excuse me, I will pass.
All right.
Coonan says he has tuberculosis and no trade.
What? What about the?
Don't make me laugh. Don't make me laugh.
Yes, we played a soundbite yesterday from Jerry Jones, and he was doing an interview in Dallas, and he couldn't stop coughing, and literally was like, "I need some oxygen." Steve, what about the injury? You talk about JC. What about DeAndre Hunter? We were talking about DeAndre, and listen, fair or unfair, it seems like we're dealing with this year in and year out with him. As far as missing significant time, I hope it's just a week. But again, you know, you're playing 3 weeks a game, three games a week. What do you know about DeAndre and that hip flexor thing?
It's been bothering him for a little while. He just needs to rest it. It's not like some of the other injuries, unfortunately, he's endured, where he's had to have a surgical procedure. So I'm optimistic that he'll be back. And look, unfortunately, injuries are part of part of every sport. I mean, you know, our roster is 15 deep, and it's next man up, and we've won some games, but these are going to be challenging until we're healthy. So hopefully, yes, sir.
No, I was going to say, we are home tonight for the Nuggets, just to remind fans. You know, if you want to go down to State Farm, and Nuggets are a good team. Obviously, Joker, last 2 years MVP in the league. They got a really good team. Should be entertaining tonight. And I thought we kind of got our footing back the other night against Orlando. Steve, did you feel that way?
I do. I did. I thought they played really, really well. I mean, again, I'm excited about the future because our three-point shooting will absolutely improve. And now, you know, it's probably at the lowest point of the season, but we move the ball around, and when we don't turn the ball over, we win. And we, you know, had, I think, seven fewer turnovers than the Magic did. And so tonight we're going to have to play tough defense. Denver has a very good team, and
that's right.
They've dealt with injuries, and they've got some of their guys back. So I'm excited. Jalen Johnson, you know, and A.J. Griffin, I think, have both surprised in the most pleasant way this year. So while it's not the best of news, I think we're going to be okay.
It is the CEO of your Atlanta Hawks, Steve Koonin, with us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We're live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead, guys. Still time to come on down and join the party till 7. And that's the thing, Steve. We only get a chance to talk to you once a week. So, yes,
you can call more often. I have a phone.
Well, we may do that. The Magic was a nice bounce back. The Sixers game was very frustrating, especially the final, you know, 8 minutes. Seems like that game was there for the taking. There was a lot of things in half court that didn't make a lot of sense. I know it's a long, long season, but do you feel that Nate is getting a handle on this new lineup with DeJounte and company?
You know, I mean, to me, Houston was a very disappointing loss because we were in firm control of that game, and we got overconfident. We let it slip away. Philadelphia, Joel Embiid, you know, is a MVP candidate every year. And it does take a little while. We've only played 22 games, so we play 25% of our schedule, in essence. And I do think that we're still learning each other. You know, Trey was one of the highest usage on ball. Now he's off ball. So he's got to learn where to move. DeJounte has certainly helped and improved our defense. But, you know, again, these guys have played less than 2 months together. So I do think the best part of our season is to come. And, you know, we're comfortably in, I think, tied for fifth or sixth. And Boston looks like a juggernaut, and if you remember this time last year, they were like 13 games under 500, so it's a long season, and I'm very encouraged by the way we're playing, and we're playing very, very good defense. Can I ask
Steve,
you guys a question?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
How many LSU jerseys do you see in town?
Two.
There's a couple of guys here at the bar. I have seen...
Make that three. Three.
I have not seen as many, now that you got me thinking about it, as I normally would. But I've seen a few, but I don't think it's as much. Certainly 2019 was a different deal. That was a different team. They were number one in the country.
That was a magical year with Burrow. This year, though, we just talked to two guys during the last commercial break that are here at the bar at Twin Peaks. They were saying they're just happy to be here, and they're upset, obviously, they lost A&M. But, yeah, it's for them it was a more affordable ticket, too, because it did lose a little bit of its luster.
Yeah, I mean, like, game day was planning to come here. There was a lot of things that would have been happening in the city at LSU, you know, come through, and now they really can't. I mean, they can win the championship through this means, but I just thought it was interesting. It's a little bit of a blow for Georgia because the city should be rocking right now.
Yeah, and it's a good point.
Especially with Georgia playing down to the level of competition, although they should be, they always play well at Mercedes-Benz. Hopefully they get up for the atmosphere.
Well, listen,
they will get up. Tomorrow will be a very fun afternoon.
Yeah, ton of Georgia fans, obviously. This is like being in your backyard, and then you turn right back around. If you stay number one, you get probably the chance to host the national semifinal game here. Steve, I want to pick your brain, your TV brain. Steve was a longtime executive for TNT. What do you think about what Fox is doing with this soccer coverage? What do you think about it?
Well, I think, you know, what they've done to date on USA games has been terrific. I think it comes at a very good time of year because the weather's a little bit colder. More people are inside watching television. After the pandemic, a lot of people are watching from home, and streaming has become, you know, normal. And so their ratings are spectacular. What I'll be interested in is what happens with the interest if the USA doesn't make it all the way, which, you know, I don't think there's any confusion that we're certainly not a favorite. This is the first time we've been in the round of 16 in a while. But I think 9 o'clock tomorrow morning is going to be a very highly rated event. And if they can compete and win, it ought to be crazy.
I know we had talked about, you know, kind of disrupting the European League. Doesn't mean much here because MLS is over already. But the timing, we're always worried that, you know, as far as getting more eyes on the product with college football and the NFL, et cetera. But you think some of these, like, you know, little brunch-type deals and matinees are probably going to get some eyeballs.
Well, I mean, they're averaging almost NFL numbers. I think they're averaging close to $15 million for a USA game. And that is a Sunday CBS Fox NFL number, which is staggering. Now, tomorrow could be a little bit less because I think the game starts at 6 a.m. on the West Coast. But I do think patriotic pride is something that really shines through. And the other thing, you know, the World Cup never should have been in Qatar, never should have been where it is.
Correct.
It's 130 degrees during the summer. This is the only acceptable time of year for them to be playing. And we were in Abu Dhabi 6 weeks ago, and I mean, my God, it was fantastic, but it was incredibly hot. And I don't see how athletes can compete in weather like that. So it's an anomaly. I don't think it'll happen again. And then before we blink our eyes, it's 2026, baby, and these games are happening right here at Mercedes-Benz.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's going to be electric. And again, and we're a country where fun is allowed.
Yeah. You'll be able to drink. Yeah.
I don't think you will have a beer sponsor told they can't serve product the night before the game starts.
Nuggets in town to take on the Hawks tonight, guys. Steve Kuhn, Hawks CEO. And again, we're dealing with a couple of injuries, but we'll see how our other guys step up. We love Adrian Griffin.
More him.
Yeah, he's playing well.
Yeah, that's his dad.
I'm sorry, Adrian is his dad. And his dad was really good too, by the way. AJ Griffin. We love what he's doing when he gets a chance to be on the floor. I love the bench, so we'll see how guys respond, but should be a good matchup tonight, Steve, man. Enjoy the weekend.
Big and Monday night weekend. Oklahoma City is in town, so come join us. It's a very young, fun team that are really overachieving.
Part of my 10-pack. They are
overachieving. Steve is right. They're competitive. They're playing hard. All right, Steve, thanks so much, man. We appreciate
you, as always. Let's go, Dogs.
Go, Dogs. Go, Dogs. All right, guys, more to get to. Coming up, we are going to talk to the analyst of our Atlanta Falcons.
The Idaho Rail Splitter.
Yes, and Dave Archer's got a lot to say about this game. This game, and Bo brought this up during our pick'em segment, it's a pick'em game, guys. Basically, there is no favorite. If this game could go either way, which, you know, again, we're at home. I would think we'd be a 3-point favorite just being at home, but this tells you what Vegas thinks about this game.
And really talk about the under, low-scoring game, too. Like 21-20 takes it under. You know, 24-21 takes it over 42.
Well, 42. Yeah. All right, we're going to talk to Dave Archer. What do the Falcons have to do to have success against the Steelers? Find out next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.